da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- The whole world gone crazy!
Are you serious?
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's showtime.
It's another edition of an illustrious game that we like to play here at Mad About Movies. It's the winter slash fall movie draft. Probably need to work on the title. It's the second round of our movie draft from 2023. I'm your host, Brian Gill, joined as always by Kit Garrison, Richard Barden. Boys, how's it going?
Hold on, before we get to on the clock, ashes? I got some ashes to spread.
All right, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
I've got some as well. Yeah.
I think we all, obviously it's a draft. Mm-hmm.
Gotta get this
I bought some on Craigslist. So
I'm actually at an Alamo Draft House right now, and I will be kind of. I'm not spreading them as much as kind of like LeBron James with the talc. Yeah.
The talc powder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All through the concession.
Talc powder, LeBron, with ashes.
Just
that's a good
Brian one. Could tell you we used to play in this men's church league basketball league years ago. And it was fun. It was actually a pretty fine league, except for some referees that I don't know.
Well, if they hear this, we're going to get a technical foul.
The scorer's table was always like, I mean, keep in mind, it's men play basketball. Like no one is in the gym other than the people playing. Right. Maybe if you have an older kid and he has to do his homework, he's in there. But
occasionally our wives would come and would be very okay, cool.
Bummed out. Yeah.
Yeah. They're really bummed to be there. They just didn't have a better excuse. Yeah.
But my bid is a couple times a year, I would go to the minister that was running the league, the outreach minister, and then the two church ladies that were running the scoreboard on the scores table. And I would bring BYO talc and do the LeBron thing. But with that, when you're in basically a middle school gymnasium, the ventilation.
It's not great.
Yeah. Right. It ends up just kind of settling on the floor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped doing it after about the seventh time.
Should do that on Zoom meetings, right before you have to speak, just talc it up, LeBron.
Yeah.
Be like, all right, let's get down to these fourth quarter numbers here. That's good.
Yeah.
Have the VIPs decided on what you're going to be reviewing yet, Ryan?
I don't know. That's a Richard question.
It's a me question. I should probably have an answer for this episode. We didn't get to, I forgot. I was out of town this weekend.
Yeah. We're kind of rushing into this second.
Yeah.
This second draft because there's nothing review right now.
Under normal circumstances, I would announce on this episode, not trying to be the annoying tease guy. Give me a week.
Yeah.
Cause I haven't done a formal call out yet. We've gotten some stuff on Instagram, some stuff in the Discord. Mm-hmm. I have my own ideas. Ken has his own ideas.
I've seen some great suggestions thrown out there.
Some of the VIPs
that I wouldn't even
have
considered, but
for the rest of their lives.
I kind of want.
Yeah.
We're good. I mean, we have good stuff. I just we don't have a lot of depth of ideas yet, and I want to treat this.
I mean, take it nicely. Do it seriously. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take it right. All right, we'll get that announcement next week. We're not doing
a review this week. I said a nice lady. I was super creepy. I was halfway thinking about a joke, and then it just ended up just me being weird. So I'm bailing out of that. I did not mean that.
Richard, obviously this isn't up to us. It's up to the VIPs. Maybe we can narrow it down to a top four and let them vote.
Yeah.
But if you had to pick one, what would you pick for Brian to review?
The easy thing is to make him as miserable as possible with a horror movie with Babadook or something. That would just ruin a week of his life, or Hereditary is great. That's whatever. We can do that. That's a good fallback. And if that ends up being the choice, that's great because that will really bum him out and he'll have to watch it in 5-minute increments and stretch out a whole week. Love that. But I just feel like there's something out there that's going to come to us that could be worse. That's all I'm thinking.
I've seen somebody put out there that he needs to watch a really pretentious art house movie. Mm. Give me some Andy Warhol, that Andy Warhol. Yeah. Movie that's just the Empire State Building for 8 hours.
The thing is,
or a Matthew Barney, Matthew Barney's movies or something, just totally Museum of Modern Art.
Exhibition. I just wish they'd release the 6-hour cut of Sound of Freedom.
I mean, that's been thrown out there. Hopefully, the VIPs make the right
contender,
right choice.
Yeah. It's it's in the bracket.
It is.
Yeah. Like I said, if that's the choice, that's fine, but it's not going to be an episode. It's going to be a live review in the Discord because I don't want to make people.
Yeah, so. Exactly. That's I'm going to rule that one out because we don't want Brian to like ruin his life. Psychologically, well, maybe.
Well, we'll get that announcement next week. If you don't know what we're talking about, that's fine. We're 20 minutes in, so probably now is a good time to explain what we're doing here. Every year for I think we started in either 2017 or 2018. I came up with a little game called the Summer Movie Draft, wherein Kent, Richard, and I did an episode where we drafted a roster of movies that were coming out that summer. And then through the course of the summer, we kept track of how those movies did at the box office with critics, et cetera, et cetera. I'll tell you the algorithm here or the formula, here in a second. And at the end of the summer, we crowned a champion, and then the champion got to pick a movie that the loser had to review in a solo episode. And it's been great fun. It's been great fun all this time. It's been terrible this last time, obviously, because I lost. So it's no longer fun for me. That was finally an L. Richard, I think, has won this 3 out of 4 times. Could be wrong about that, but something like that. Richard is definitely on a 2-game win streak, at least, or a two-year championship streak that he's been doing.
I'm having rings made and a belt.
Last year, we did this in like March. We drafted for the rest of the year. And then what we found was that post-COVID, all of these studios realized that they can just move movies around willy-nilly with zero consequence. And so we drafted all these movies, and then many of them got moved to 2023 or beyond. I think one of the movies that will probably get drafted here tonight was actually one of Richard's picks last March. So, and it's barely just going to be able to come out this year. So anyway, in 2023, we broke it into two sections. Instead of doing a whole year, we did a summer movie draft, which we were just talking about here. Richard won Going Away. He had Barbie and Oppenheimer that dominated, led him to a victory. Kent and I were in a tight race for second and third. Kent was safely in second place. I got third. So I am the loser. I will have to do a solo review that will be out probably in a week or two. But we did that summer movie draft, and now we're doing the kind of fall winter one here. And we're doing this with the VIPs as well. So if you're a VIP, you can sign up for the fall winter movie draft as well and be in a group with other VIPs. And there's prizes and all kinds of fun stuff that come out of that. This is not a deep pool of draftable movies. That's the downside of breaking it into two like this. We were talking off the air this afternoon, just kind of trying to figure out, all right, what's eligible, what's not, how's this going to work? I don't know, boys. My big board is pretty slim compared to the summer draft, at least. We talked about
adding some things to the formula around like awards and things like that, but I think we decided to just go with our standard formula for consistency. So it doesn't get too, I just want to say that out loud too. There's some, because it can get tricky with that stuff. So we haven't really figured out a way to work that in.
Right.
In a relatively like equitable way, not equitable, but like in a way that makes sense to scoring a movie's success.
One of these days I need to figure out a way. We need to figure out a way to include the streamers and like have fake numbers for them based on. And now maybe with like the writer strike and hopefully with the Screen Actors Guild strike as well, like we're going to start to see a little more transparency with some of those streaming numbers. So that may be able to say, hey, X number of viewers equals X amount of money, you know, in the box office. And and we can add those movies in, because that certainly would deepen this field and make it easier to you know, have a
definitely.
Little
and
some it, options.
So if we had had Red Notice, we would have won easily.
Heck yeah.
The biggest movie of all time.
Right.
The frustrating thing now, and I think this is, it's fun, and we're still going to play the game, and it's going to be fun. We're going to make the best out of it. But like the thing that's frustrating now with the two movie seasons that we kind of have is like, they're all kind of playing different sports.
Sure.
Like this season is much more about like prestige for the studios. And the first half of the year is about funding the studios.
Right. Right.
Yeah. For the most part. I mean, obviously, you know, Trolls isn't trying to win Best Picture, but
Yeah. The way that we did it last year really is the best way to get a varied score, because we balanced the box office success with awards and things like that. And it made it to where you could draft a movie that probably wasn't going to make $50 million at the box office, but was likely to get some award attention, and that those things kind of balanced out. Just the hard thing with that is how quickly and frequently the studios are, you know, move movies out of the year. And then you're just, then it became kind of a beating trying to figure out, all right, how am I going to replace this? Or am I just screwed? You know, all that kind of stuff. So I don't know. We'll talk about it. Well, maybe next year we'll go back to doing the whole year. But for now, I'm going to stick with these movies that come out in October through December. The way this works, or the formula for success or accumulating points, you're going to take the box office, multiply it by the Rotten Tomatoes score, then multiply it by the Letterboxd score, so we get a little fan element in there. And as a bonus, if your movie is number one at the box office on any given week, it will receive a 25-point bonus. I think
that's going to be more key on this draft.
It could be. It definitely could be.
Because it'll be a bigger percentage, right? It's like, I had Oppenheimer. Right. That didn't win a single week, but it still was a big score because it made $800 million. But like,
right.
When everything's making like on the top end, one to 200, that $25 bonus or 25-point bonus is pretty strong.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting to see what movies can help with that. Like Barbie, I think this summer won 4 or 5 weeks at the box office. So that's a bonus.
Yep.
100 to 125 points that Richard took home that he didn't even need because he was so far ahead of us. Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Warriors have a way of healing faster.
That's right. How do y'all want to do this? Do we want to do, it will be a snake draft as always. Do we go reverse standings of the summer movie draft, or do we want to do a random draw, or how should we go about deciding who starts this thing?
Y'all tell me.
We can go, let's go reverse of the order of the winners. So Brian, you first, Richard third.
Sounds good. So I'll go first, Kent second, Richard, you go back-to-back picks, and we'll go back through the order. We did decide that since there are fewer movies to pick from this time around, that we're going to choose 8 movies this year. 8 movies each instead of the summer's 10 movies. So we'll do that. We'll do 8 rounds, and we'll finish this off with a little weekly recommends. But throughout the course of the next 3 months, we'll kind of keep track of these ones. We'll try to do a better job of pointing that out at the beginning of every other episode or so. Like, hey, who's up? What's going on? Who's bringing home some points? So it's a fun time, and we hope you enjoy following this through the course of this season. So I'll get us started. First pick of the draft. Got to say, it's a tough one to have the first pick. This is not like a... I sat down and looked at the list this morning, and I was like, gosh, I don't know. There isn't a movie, to me at least, that right now that looks like it's going to jump out as like, yeah, that's the clear-cut best movie of as far as this contest goes. But then again, the best movie of the summer movie draft was Barbie, and Richard got that, I think, in the third round or fourth round. I can't remember. So it's not always that way. I had 3 or 4 that I was considering here that I felt like were kind of bunched up. I expect we'll do fine to better than fine at the box office, but you kind of never know anymore what you're looking at as far as the critic score goes. I'm going to go right off the bat with and just hope that, yes, this has been a rough year for superhero movies, but maybe we're going to rekindle. We're going to grab it a little bit back here. And so I'm going to play it safe. I'm going to go with the Marvels.
Yeah.
No. You said the Marvels?
The Marvels, number one.
Okay.
Mm. Nice. Strong pick. It's been a few months. So I hope maybe a little fatigue runs off.
Right.
And yeah.
I'm not overly enthused by this. I'm not enthused by this whole group. So it's, like I said,
Brie Larson's got that Nissan money, you know, or whatever that is going. Mm-hmm. So we're strong.
Yeah.
All right, Kent, you're up.
Yeah, this is tough. You're not lying, Brian.
I feel like there are some solid pulls in like the mid rounds are going to have some solid pulls. The back round or two is going to be really rough. But honestly, this first bunch, like I said, there's just not a... There's not a Super Mario Brothers or a Spider-Verse.
It's not an Avatar kind of movie. Or anything like that.
Yeah, there's not an Avatar, so it's kind of hard. It's a little bit of a difficult pull here, I feel like. But
well, not only that, I have to strategize this because of Richard having the back-to-back right after me. So I'll go with, I think just going to be a solid pick. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. solid is all I really need in this draft. Killers of the Flower Moon.
Okay. All right.
Nice.
Keep track of your teams, and we'll announce those at the end of the...
Yeah, I will. I'm making a spreadsheet for those. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, Richard, back-to-back picks.
First pick, give me the Trolls.
Okay. NSYNC, going to carry you through.
Yeah, I'm going just volume, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Over Christmas mm-hmm. break, there's just going to be daycare after daycare going to see that. This next one is just a vibes pick. So this could land flat. Yeah. It's torn between two here. Give me Wonka.
Ooh.
I like family it. Friendly strategy.
If, okay. if you Smart Grant's play. In it, man. Smart like play. I'm like That's I can't right. live with myself if you guys have you Grant. So
yeah. Yeah. It's a good play. I think that will definitely win a weekend, I think, at least. And then the Christmas season this year is not as strong as it typically is. So there's several movies that could end up having a nice little run around Christmas. So and Wonka's in that group. So it's good. Kent, back to you, my friend.
This is tough again. Could go several different ways with this. I don't know. This is a high risk, high reward pick. I'll go with the Mouse. Isn't Wish a Disney movie?
It is. Yeah,
I'll do that one.
Smart.
Wish. And I wish
the animated movie was the good. Difference between second and third place this summer, Kent. You had Elemental. I didn't. That was the difference.
I have no idea what this is. Between us, never even seen a trailer, but. Mm-hmm. You know, families want to take kids during the holidays. So let's count on that.
This is like this is an interesting one for Disney because this is, in theory, this is supposed to be like a major project for them. This is supposed to be like the celebration of the 100 years of Disney animation. And yeah, it's going to be a big deal. It hasn't been heavily advertised. And I don't know if that is an indicator of just like kind of this is the, well, we have the strikes. That's part of it, I'm sure. But like we don't have as much early advertising for movies as we used to. And so I don't know. Maybe that's all it is, or maybe there's something else. I don't know. But yeah, that's a good play. Playing family friendly is always smart with this game. So, okay, I get back to back picks here. I'm going to go with the Hunger Games prequel first.
Good pick.
That's Hunger Games 4, correct? 5?
Five technically, the part 2. Yeah, it's a prequel. Now, these were... Genuinely don't know what to expect on the box office here, because all four of those previous movies were 600 million plus, up to like almost a billion, I think, for one of them. But this is, you know, it's new math now, so I don't know. I don't know really what we're doing here, but yeah, I'll take my chance there. Second pick is tough. I just don't know what to believe on the DC. Like, I mean, Aquaman's the only movie on this list that's a billion-dollar movie, like the first one. I just don't know. I don't know what to expect there. I don't know what they're doing anymore. I guess I'll play the odds there. I'll take Aquaman there.
That's good value there, honestly.
Yeah. Well, it could be The Flash. The Flash was such a bad pick for me.
Yeah, but that's different math in the summer, right? I mean, you would take The Flash's numbers probably
that's true.
For this draft.
That's true. Yeah. It's more about, it is true, and it's more about what you're leaving on the table, right. too. So if what Kent or you pick in the next couple picks is a major hit, then I'm going to be pissed. But,
I think, I don't know if you guys agree with this, but I think Momoa might be the new Rock. He might have taken the place in cinema of what The Rock once occupied.
You mean in a good way?
In a good way.
I would say,
like,
yeah,
you
him
know
or
exactly
Sarah.
What you're going to get. He kind of plays the same dude every single time. He's going to be macho. He's going to beat some people up. It's going to be funny.
Yeah.
We're not tired of him yet, like we are of The Rock.
Yeah. All right. I like it. Yeah. Okay, Kit, to you, my friend.
All right. A lot of big ones off the board already. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of the... IP related properties and such. So I might have to go a different direction with this. I have one pick, correct? Yeah.
Correct. You do. Yep.
Let's go kind of combo IP, combo Christmas release, and a director who I love. And you got to bank on creatives that you enjoy. So let's go with Ferrari, Michael Mann.
Ooh, man, I hope this is good.
Yeah. I was eyeing it in this next round, so that's a
how
good
hard are dads gonna dad during Christmas this year?
I know, I'm so definitely my most dad or Maestro are probably my most anticipated of the year. But you know, unfortunately, there's not that many Richards out there. Not enough, as I always say. All right. I'm thinking worldwide on this one. So I'm give me the Godzilla.
Okay. Those always do well.
That's Godzilla
minus one.
Minus one. Yeah, that one looks cool.
Yeah. It does. It's like a moderate release here, but that, you know, kind of doesn't matter with that one, especially, you know.
Yeah. And then you guys know I have a little thing here. Give me
The movies this weekend eligible, by the way?
No, we start
October 6th. Creator's not. Yeah.
Okay. So starting in October. So the creator is off the table.
Creator is off the table.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Give me The Exorcist Believer.
Nice. Yeah. Almost took that here with the top of this round. Yeah. That's good.
All right, Brian.
It's to you now.
Oh, okay.
A tradition of my turn. Any other. Kent being lost as we teeter back and forth across him. Just like old.
I just picked, so it's always weird when you pick right after you again. I don't know the release window of this one, but I'm going to go worldwide too, because maybe it's a different strategy internationally. Got to bank on directors too. Napoleon.
That was next on me too. Good pick. I wanted to have that one just on my team because you guys know I ride for the Ridley, but great pick, Kent.
And like Ridley, I said, I know it's Apple TV at some point, but it might not be like that in
In that France, could be The Martian, you know? Or that could be what was the one with Penelope Cruz and Cameron Diaz and
Counselor?
The Counselor.
The Counselor. Yeah.
I don't think it'll be The Counselor.
No, me either. I'm just saying Ridley's scary to pick because he can it could be the Ben and Matt one, you know?
Yeah.
During COVID. True. I don't think it'll be that bad, but
I think this all hinges on Joaquin. Joaquin is bought in. I think this movie's going to.
I think it'll be good. Well. I'm really excited for it. I think it'll be very good. It's like, it's got to be so good for it to generate buzz as like a historical drama. Right. But it could be. Like, that's not a bad pick where you got it, Ken. I'm not discouraging.
For sure. And one good thing in its favor, too, is it went from one that was going to be a limited release, then it drops to Apple too. No. We're going to do a full release for this, like at Thanksgiving. So
nice.
Love it. That could be a good harbinger of things to come there. Back to back picks for me here. Kind of done with the ones I feel good about. I think these mid rounds will be interesting. See how this goes. One thing that typically does well in this game is horror. And Richard said this during the summer movie draft, and he's absolutely right. The hard part with horror is identifying which one's going to be, which one's going to be the one that hits.
Which one's going to be 80%,
Which one's going to be Talk to Me, which got Kent, I don't know, like 60 or 75 points, something like that. And which one's going to be The Boogeyman, which kind of came and went and didn't really make any impact. There's not very many horror movies on the slate here.
Because why would you want those in October?
Right. Right.
Great work, everyone.
Haunted Mansion. That would have been terrible in October.
Yeah.
Who would want to see Haunted Mansion in October? That's June, baby. That's when I want to see that.
Richard took The Exorcist, which I think is a strong play. Should say, by the way, the Taylor Swift movie is not eligible for this game because we know ahead of time it's probably going to make. We already
Taylor
know
Swift it's film.
Pre-sales,
Brian.
And stuff. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Picture.
The film. You're right. It's a picture. Anyway, I got back-to-back picks here. I'm going to go horror with the Eli Roth Thanksgiving movie here. Just, again, playing the odds on
smart.
One of these you ride for
your Roth Nation.
I love Eli Roth. That's one of the major tenets of my Mad About Movies career. I think is
you didn't care for him in Inglourious Bastards though. You just like
it right. Stuff. That's the one. That's the one bugaboo.
Yeah, like, it didn't work.
He was
for you.
He kind of
yeah
brings that movie down. elevates the rest of everything he's done.
Teddy ball it's, game.
Right. I celebrate his entire catalog. So Thanksgiving at the end of this round, top of the fifth round. Boy, y'all cleaned out all the real kiddie movies.
Might be one or two lingering.
You know what? There. I'm gonna think international. I'm gonna go The Boy and the Heron, the Studio Ghibli.
Oh nice.
That's a good one.
I don't know that it will do much here at all, but those are usually pretty safe to bet $100 to $300 million. So we'll see. Maybe this
and heroin is huge thing. Internationally. So everyone likes heroin.
I love heroin just in general. Oh,
so the
right,
boy and the heroin right. is going to do real well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That asylum feature is going to be weird. But
It's me. I'm with you, Brian. Maybe horror can do well in October. I hope so. I've seen the trailer for this. I'm going to bet on just online buzz and people knowing this property for it to do anything. I'll take Five Nights at Freddy's.
Nice. Yeah, that was the other one I was considering here. The only thing that scared me off on that one is the like it's doing same day release on Peacock, and then I wasn't sure how much that's gonna bite into the box office, but. But yeah. I agree with you because it is an existing property. That's one of those things. It's like I don't know anything about it, and
but I've seen the merch like
so
everywhere
many,
before the
yeah,
movie.
There are
like
so
I
many kids
years.
And like yeah, like younger teenagers that are going to be really pumped for this, and it's a decent trailer too. It looks pretty creepy. So
it's got the people that did Megan behind it, and that one was really fun. It was a surprise hit. Yeah. So maybe if they can bring the same fun energy to it.
Right.
Yeah. I'm excited to see it regardless.
For sure. Yeah. I had kind of had horror targeted there in the fourth and fifth. So, I think if I hadn't gone Thanksgiving, I probably would have gone Five Nights at Freddy's. So it's good. It's a good pick. Richard, to you, my friend.
All right. Give me Maestro and give me the killer. I know there's no Oscar points for this, but just in case one of those is truly great and gets some buzz, I feel like the value's right at this point.
Wow.
So we're going Bradley Cooper and we're going Fincher.
All right. Kind of pumped for that Fincher movie. It's dope. It's dope.
Man,
more than I mean, I love Fincher, but I not like you guys do.
When that freaking Trent Beats hits in that trailer, it's like, oh, we are on.
Yeah. Fassbender's back, baby. Fassbender. He's so good.
It is the,
I hope
gonna
people
be the winter
just realize
Fassbender.
It.
Yeah. It's good. All right. Kent, your sixth round pick.
Yeah, I will go. There's only a few left on my board. And I'll bet on the olds with
olds
this one.
Olds
because olds
movies.
Are going to old always.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I'll bet on them hearing about this one and, you know, maybe seeing it.
Destroying the economy, destroying the ozone, and seeing movies. You can count on them for those three things.
Give me the Sofia Coppola Priscilla Presley movie.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. That's great value here. Good pick. Good.
Smart play. All right. For these picks, sixth and seventh round.
By the way, we're doing eight rounds, we said, right?
Eight rounds. Y'all want to do a ninth pick as like a replacement in case one of these gets bumped or something, or just roll with it?
I think we roll with it.
Okay.
We roll
I like
with
it. Yeah. We're bold here.
It's a tighter window, right? We're not drafting for like six months. It's three. I feel better about it. But
for sure.
It's whatever you guys want. But that would be my vote. No,
that's good. I'm going to bet here on a little bit on the olds and a little bit just on it's Christmas. Let's go see a movie with the fam. Kind of a weird calendar this year. So here's my hold up with there's two movies that are supposed to come out on Christmas with the plus Ferrari. Mm-hmm. Ferrari's already been taken. Neither one of these movies has a trailer yet. That makes me nervous. But they both have a little bit of pedigree. I can't take both because I can't risk that. I'm gonna go The Boys in the Boat, the Clooney 1938 Olympics movie, mm-hmm. based on a book that's the Olds love. So I'll go that. I think that this trailer looks just horrific, but there's just not a lot of kids movies in this group. So I'm going to go with Migration.
Yeah, I agree. That trailer was really bad.
Awful trailer. Awful trailer.
It looked like a knockoff of a Pixar studio something.
I immediately...
Like a straight to DVD kind of thing.
A killer for me. Yeah. All right. I'll risk it. I'll go there because kids got to go see movies too. So we'll see. See what happens. All right, Kent.
Take him to Killers of the Flower Moon.
come on, kids. You'll love Maestro. Yeah.
You heard of Osage Nation? Me next. All right.
It's you.
Let's see here. The one left on my list that I just saw a trailer for, and it looks pretty interesting. Maybe it gets some kind of buzz. Maybe it's dead in the water. I don't know. The Nicolas Cage Dream Scenario.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That looks interesting. Looks interesting. Richard, finish the seventh, and then give us your eighth round pick.
Two picks. All right. Yeah. Let me just kind of search through these one more time. You guys saw Barbie 2 comes out in December, right? I'm going to go ahead and take that.
Yeah. If I do a movie that gets re-released, I get its whole box office.
All right. Go ahead and give me Color Purple.
Okay.
I'll take that same Christmas gambit of you.
Yeah. Yeah, this could be the effort pick.
Anytime I can get...
The Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant.
Anytime I can get a Tate Donovan joint, I try to. You guys know that. It's rules.
That's one of your central tenets. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tate Donovan, kids' movies, horror movies. I'm going to go... Give me next. Well,
there's a Paul Giamatti one still on the board.
Have you considered that? I've seen that trailer. I took Next Goal Wins in the last movie draft and had to replace it. So you know what? I'm going to ride with it and just see what I can get out of it with Taika.
Okay.
All
right.
You know what really hurt this movie draft season? That would have been probably number one overall is Dune 2.
Yeah, for sure.
Move that.
Yep.
That was kind of the one everyone was looking forward to
this
Christmas.
Did you see the tweet that I think the person wrote as a joke? And I was like, this is the best idea, is they should capitalize on... the person was just like, this would be funny. And I'm like, no, like seriously, like call the studios. They should move Wonka to May 2 and make it Chalamet, like they did with Barbieheimer, and just market around Chalamet for 4 months. It's like, go see Dune and then go see Wonka and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And both of those make $1 billion. It's like, someone wrote that like in jest. And I was like, no, like that's how stupid we are now. That's what that's what will make people go see both of those. Just make Chalamet a thing and we will. We need hashtags.
It's going to be Chalamet.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be Chalamet. And then like you can increase both of those by 2x.
The one thing that Wonka does have in its favor is there's like nothing coming out. I mean, I think Aquaman's the week after, but in terms of big blockbustery type movies, it's like, it's the only one this season maybe besides a few more for the adult crowd. But
Right.
All right. I'm going to go with this one with the guy from The Bear. And Zac Efron, The Iron Claw.
Oh, yeah, the Von Erichs.
The Von Erichs.
Yeah.
Yep, yeah. That's the one.
Pump for that, man.
I'll take that one.
Dallas Royalty.
Absolutely Dallas Royalty. That looks fun.
It's good. Awesome. That was, I'll tell you guys, I had three movies. I was like, here's what I'm thinking on this last pick. And one of them was Next Goal Wins, and one of them was The Iron Claw. So that makes my decision pretty easy here. You guys know I ride for Jeff Nichols, so I'm going to ride my bike, and I'll pick the bike riders. I'll go with Tom Hardy, maybe can't be understood in movie.
Yeah.
So
he's ringing a little bell on the bike rider every time he speaks.
Every time.
Just ding, 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 ding.
So much ADR in post. Just why, bud? Why do we have to do that, contractually obligated. You can't.
What is what I'm saying. I'm so what angry. Is salt burn?
That's
I'll
the,
tell you offline.
It's what's the guys that Barry Keoghan?
Is it a superhero movie?
No. It's Emerald Fennell. the Promising Young Woman's follow up.
Interesting.
Love Promising Young Woman. Did not like this trailer, but it's getting interesting buzz. But it seemed like more of an awards play than a box office play for me. But
how about we make Brian just go see Poor Things for the movie Draft Punishment? Seems like he would hate that.
I am sure that I am not going to enjoy that movie because Yorgos does not make movies for Brian Gill. And that's fine. I don't make podcasts for Yorgos, you know? So it goes both ways. Interesting trailer. It looked like it might be more watchable than a couple of the reasons. I love The Lobster. I love that movie. I've not enjoyed anything else.
The thing I will give him over other sort of art house adjacent filmmakers, even the ones that are like, even more abrasive stuff, they're funny. Like, you know what I mean? That's the only thing I would say. He makes things for you in some way. Like, of all those type of filmmakers, I feel like he would be your favorite because, like, at least he kind of, there's like always a bit attached, kind of. And then
he works with actors that I really love too. And I love Emma Stone. I love Olivia Colman. I love Colin Farrell.
He must be a great hang.
Yeah.
I mean, his name's Yorgos. Like there's no Yorgoses that aren't like getting deep into the wine at 2 a.m. Yeah. in some cool place in Europe. Like,
right. Right.
Did you guys see the trailer for this Meg Ryan, Dermot Mulroney movie?
I thought it was David Duchovny.
Pretty sure that's Dylan McDermott. Oh, I don't know.
It might be McDermott. You're right, Brian. There's no way to definitively know.
They're working on it, by the way. I think that's Elon Musk's next venture. After X kind of gets back to profitability. I was reading the Walter Isaacson book, and they said that's his next thing.
Duchovny detector.
Yeah, there's AI. He's working with...
It's only in Tesla.
To harness AI. Yeah, if you aim your Tesla headlights at either of the three, it'll tell you which one it is. But it's...
With 93% accuracy.
Yeah.
Work on that for Ansel Elgort and Alden Ehrenreich, too.
We're at least 100 years from that. Yeah, we have to reach the singularity for that. There's no way.
James Cameron's going to have to develop that technology. In the ocean.
And like Elon's not normally modest, but he was like, "That I can't. There's no way.
There's no way, guys. Like, I'm only one man.
Yeah.
You know?"
And then he went like, "Poop, LOL.
Meg Ryan, it was like Meg Ryan
Twitter to triple X.
Is returning to cinema behind. She's directing a movie, and it's about them like hanging out at an airport. It doesn't seem like that big of a.
You know what? I'm there. I want to support. I want Meg Ryan to be Meg Ryan again.
Yeah. So I agree.
I'm in. Before we do some weekly recommends, let's recap our teams here. Okay. You boys ready to do that?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll start us off. I have The Marvels. Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, which is not a good title. Makes me a little nervous.
And Buster
Scruggs. Aquaman.
Or whatever.
Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. Thanksgiving. The Boy and the Heron, not The Boy and the Heroine. The Boys in the Boat. I didn't really realize it went back to back boys there.
You and the boys are just...
Saturdays are for the boys. Migration and The Bike Riders. That's my roster. Kent? What about you?
Looking at my team, and I don't know. It's going to be an uphill battle this year, boys. Let's see. Let's see what we got. The odds are stacked against us. I got Killers of the Flower Moon, Wish, Ferrari, Napoleon, Five Nights at Freddy's, Priscilla, Dream Scenario, and The Iron Claw. Big on the biopic historical epic scenario.
This time of year.
Of my stuff. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that Five Nights at Freddy's pick where you got it. That was good. It was a good
play. At pick five.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
That's a good strong choice there. Richard, what's your roster?
I've got Trolls, Wonka, Godzilla, minus one. The Exorcist, The Exorcist
Believer.
Believer, yeah. Maestro, The Killer, The Color Purple, and Next Goal Wins.
Nice. Very nice. Okay. Like I said at the outset, we'll keep track of this through the course of the fall and the winter here. We'll name a winner Sometime in early to mid-January, we want to let those Christmas movies get some time at the box office so they can rack up their points. But we'll get back and we'll try to be better about giving some updates through the course of...
And the stakes are, as always, the loser will record the episode of the winners and the VIP's choice. So we'll kind of like consolidate those and I'll think through it.
It's fun.
And then also we'll post... The loser posts nudes on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Tasteful.
Got to be in obviously. The upper tier, though.
Yeah, it's the $20 a month tier.
Right. 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 But you've already been getting a lot of nudes.
We call it tier 8x5.
They're snail mail nudes, too. We mail them to your house in an envelope.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Whether you want them or not.
To your significant other.
Or your dad.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, let's get a little weekly recommends going here before we...
Weekly recommends.
Kent, what do you got, my friend?
Yeah, I'm going to recommend a documentary that I recently watched that I found very interesting. It came out in 2022, but I just got around to watching it this year. It's called Clay Dream. Have you guys watched this yet?
No.
I have not.
It is about Will Vinton, who did all the iconic claymation from our childhoods, basically. The California Raisins, the Noid from the Domino's commercials. He was really big, and it's his entire story of how he started doing that and how... He was in a position to kind of be the next Disney and why that didn't happen and all that stuff. So it's really, really good doc. Check it out. It's called Clay Dream.
I love that. That was like a major player in my house, the Claymation Christmas special that I don't, doesn't seem like a lot of people remember. But yeah, it was a big player around Christmas.
I love Claymation. In my house. I'm glad Del Toro did the thing last year, won the Oscar. Mm-hmm. I think it stop motion, but pretty much the same thing. But yeah, I think there's a real, I don't know, place for that. It's a lost art, and it's cool to see somebody that was hugely successful at it pretty early on. So,
yeah.
The California Raisin story in itself should be a documentary. I mean, it's pretty crazy how that all went down and how popular it became, how he didn't have IP rights, even though he created the characters and could have made $1 billion. But like the state of California, the California Raisin Advisory Board made all the money from the merchandising. So it's a very interesting, interesting story. Clay Dream. Check it out.
Very nice. Cool. Richard, what's your weekly recommend?
Yeah, mine's a book that just came out. We were talking about Elon earlier. The Elon book is out. I love Walter Isaacson, one of my favorite biographers. Not one of these dorks that like quotes the Steve Jobs biography and like acts like he was a super cool dude that I should act like. But he did a great Da Vinci biography. He's done amazing stuff. I've got them all. And I picked up this one actually in his hometown in New Orleans this last weekend. I was at the little Crescent City Books and picked up a first edition. So I was excited about that. Nice. So Walter Isaacson, I'm like 100 pages in, but it's great, thorough, and interesting as always. And Musk is a frustrating but sort of paramount figure these days. So it is kind of timely.
Cool.
Had come out. I was like, wow, it's already out.
Yeah. Yeah. It did seem like it was years away for a long time. And then it was coming. Mm-hmm. It seems like there's, you know, sadly, you know, whatever you think of Jobs, you know, that one was like a finite story because he kind of died during the writing of it. Whereas this one, it's like, man, you know, good or bad, we're going to have I would think probably maybe decades more of Elon. So it is kind of an interesting book, but it's so far presents that well. So, yeah.
Nice. All right. I'll have to check that out. I'm going to recommend a TV show. I had COVID last week, which I don't recommend. First time for your boy.
I'm still pitching a perfect game here over here. The Barden House, man, that I know of. Right.
Right. Right.
Wife's had it twice a week.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody today. She was like, "For real? You haven't had it before?" I was like, "No." She's like, "I've had it 5 times. I was like, "Well, you should maybe think about changing your lifestyle," yeah. I would say. That doesn't sound awesome, if I'm being honest. But or go the opposite. Try to get it every time, you know, just like, and get like tattoos, yeah, you know, tally marks or something. Yeah. Set a record, in my opinion. Be known for something, right? Anyway, I was sick. I'm never sick. It was a trying time. I don't do great when I just have to sit still for days. I'm not built that way. Anyway, I watched caught up on some movies that I'd missed earlier in the year and watched a bunch of TV shows. And I watched both seasons of Dark Winds, which the first season is on Max now. The second season was on AMC Plus, which I don't even know how that's still a thing, but
it's just Adrian. Adrian subsidizes.
It's just Adrian and me for 2 days. Both seasons are short. I think they're 7 episode seasons or 6 episode seasons. And it's really, really good. Like it's one of those that we kind of joke about because there are so many freaking TV shows and streaming services and whatnot. And it's just kind of the classic. How do you keep up with all these things? Well, you don't. That's impossible. But this one's really good. It's based on a reservation in like 1971, 72. And it's just kind of both seasons are short arc, police investigation thing. There's a murder. What do? The guy who plays the lead, his name's, Zane McLarnon. Mm-hmm. I think I'm saying that right.
A lot of Zanes these days.
I know. And he's somebody you would recognize. It's like he's a character actor.
I know.
He was in Fargo.
He might be a Zahn, right? Season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's spelled, it's spelled kind of Zahnish.
It might be Zahn. Yeah. I don't know. But, yeah, he's been in a few things that you'd recognize him from. He's incredible in this show. And that was one of the reasons why I picked it up was, there's a movie or a TV critic that I follow on Twitter who was saying, you know, he was so good in this. Second season just ended recently. He's like, man, he's so good. He's got to get an Emmy nomination, blah, blah, blah. I was like, all right, I'll check that out. If you're talking it up enough to where we're talking about this guy is an Emmy nominated or a potential Emmy nominee, then I'll check it out. And he is, he's fantastic. Nice. So yeah, it's a weird, you know, AMC Plus, I don't know. You can do the 7-day trial thing if you want, or you can sail the high seas if you'd prefer. But the first season's on Max now with all those AMC Plus shows. And it's a real quick and easy watch. And like I said, 6 episodes per season.
So one of the few non-Ryan Murphy, non-Taylor Sheridan shows in existence. So yes, you got to take advantage of that.
It could easily be a Taylor Sheridan show if like an elevated Taylor Sheridan show. It has some of those hallmarks, but like better. So anyway, check that out if you're interested in that kind of thing. It's really, really well done. Dark Winds on Max.
Love it.
AMC Plus. All right, gentlemen, thanks for your work here. Thanks for all of the behind the scenes scouts, you know, and they're traveling the country, going to festivals for us.
Mm-hmm. We have an analytics team as well.
Right.
They don't make the choices, but they help limit the choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of a thankless job, you know, a lot of bad meals in your car. They make it easy for us.
I thought you were talking about me. Yeah. Them too.
Definitely me. That's a hallmark of Brian Gill in the fall. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, hey, well, do we have the thing for you? We have another whole other feed that you can get at MadamoMoviesPodcast.com/VIP. $5 a month will get you access to a throwback every single week. Hundreds of episodes in the back catalog now on timeless classic films, as well as access to our exclusive Discord, all kinds of bonus stuff, and you too can participate in the fall/winter movie draft if you are a VIP. So do that. Head on over there. We'll be back next week talking about The Creator. So excited for that. It's like it would be a really good time. Until then, stay safe. We'll see you in the cinema.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face.
They're making me yah-yah. The salads and scrambled eggs.
They're calling again.